it's time for us to return to South Kensington and join Louise Fryer for the second of this evening's proms.
Hello, I'm Louise Fryer from BBC Radio 3. Welcome to the Royal Albert Hall and this late night BBC prom featuring the choir of Ex Cathedra, founded in 1969 and based in Birmingham. They've toured all over the world, but this time last year they were on home turf, taking part in the first ever complete performance of Mittwoch aus Licht, Wednesday from Light, a cycle of seven operas by Karlheinz Stockhausen. Stockhausen worked on them for over a quarter of a century through to 2003, and he wrote an opera for every day of the week. Notwithstanding today's Friday, I'm delighted that this evening Ex Cathedra are here to recreate the first scene from Mittwoch, Weltparlament, or World Parliament, in what will be its London premiere. The conceit is that the World Parliament is meeting at the very top of a skyscraper, think 21st century Tower of Babel. The members discuss a hot topic of global importance, love, each in their own language. The language is all invented by Stockhausen, of course, and accompanied by the tick-tocking of multiple metronomes. The conductor, Geoffrey Skidmore, also took part last year when the music director was Katinka Pasveer. And she's here tonight as sound projectionist at the large mixing desk in the centre of the arena, taking on the role Stockhausen used to do himself. Each member of the choir is mic'd individually, and it's Katinka's task to balance the voices that create the soundscape here in the Royal Albert Hall. The choir are currently notable by their absence. They'll be coming onto the stage later, occupying the chairs on either side of me, as the stage is transformed into a debating chamber. The session is opened by the president, sung by Ben Thapper. But Katinka's balancing skills are also required for the first piece, Gesang der Jünglinge, Song of the Youth, an early work by Stockhausen that dates from the mid-1950s when he was working for the Westdeutsche Rundfunk, the West German broadcaster, at a studio designed to develop electronic music. It's based on a biblical text, the song of praise of the three youths from the book of Daniel. They are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were saved from the fiery furnace by the strength of their faith. The text, spoken and sung by a chorister, was recorded, chopped up into tiny constituent parts mixed with electronic sounds, and it's sent hurtling across the space in a dynamic soundscape. That spatial element, an essential part of the experience. You may have noticed there are loudspeakers spaced strategically around the Albert Hall. So prepare to have your ears open to the sound world of Stockhausen, first with Gesang der Jünglinge and then with Weltparlament from Mittwoch.
Den Herren. Thank you. Thank you. peaceful forgiveness. Love, love is forgiveness.
Not always. Positive thinking, that's right.
Positive, 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 positive.
Hermes, Hermes, Hermes.
Love is the rejuvenating elixir, elixir. Tito, Tito, Titae, Tatite, Tite, Tita.
What a wonderful world!
Registration number MIT2013WCH. Move it immediately. It's about to be towed.
Gentlemen. yes. Now the next scene would follow.
You've just witnessed the London premiere of the astonishing first scene from the opera Mittwoch, Wednesday, from the opera cycle Licht, Light by Karlheinz Stockhausen. The delegates to the World Parliament filing out at the end with their electronic metronomes are now striding back in, bringing last year's Birmingham performance to the Royal Albert Hall. Those were the voices of Ex Cathedra, directed by Geoffrey Skidmore, with sound projection in the hall by Katinka Pasphere, who's had the job of balancing the voices of the 35-strong choir. That applause for Geoffrey Skidmore, who's now turning to the singers and being applauded by Katinka herself. She's had the job of mixing also Gesang der Jünglinge, Song of the Youths, one of Stockhausen's early electronic works from the 1950s that began this prom. And sitting back in his seat, the man who first took the role of the president, Ben Thapper, before rushing out to move his car after that announcement by the traffic warden. He was then replaced by coloratura soprano Elizabeth Drury, and Geoffrey Skidmore now indicating for particular soloists to stand. As I was explaining earlier, each one might individually that cheer for the last singer to be left on stage. Katinka Pasphere was Stockhausen's muse, and she has a particular connection to Licht. The Saturday opera Samstag contains a scene called Katinka's Chant. It was the first piece he wrote specially for her. Many of Stockhausen's other works, including his final composition, Paradise, are dedicated to her. She now runs the Stockhausen Foundation for Music. Well, I like to think I also have a weak link to Mittwoch. The City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, who premiered the opera, needed a particular type of clacker used in a Catholic church, specified by Stockhausen. They were struggling to get hold of one, so my partner made one specially. Presumably it's now sitting in the percussion store cupboard of the CBSO, waiting for the complete cycle of operas to be performed. Well, that brings us to the end of this late-night concert. Tomorrow sees the first prom Saturday matinee of the 2013 season, a programme setting Handel's Italian cantatas in context. Sophie Bevan joining the Academy of Ancient Music with Richard Egar directing from the harpsichord. That's at 3 o'clock tomorrow, live from Cadogan Hall. And we're back here tomorrow evening as Antonio Fapano returns with the orchestra of the Academy of Santa Cecilia for an all Verdi prom. Lots to listen out for, but for now, back to Broadcasting House.
That was Louise Fryer presenting tonight's concert. And as with all of our proms, you can listen to it online for the next 7 days via the Radio 3 website. Well, what's on Summer CD Review tomorrow morning? The man who knows is Andrew McGregor.
Bellini's Norma is one of the great bel canto roles for any dramatic soprano. But how do you feel about a mezzo like Cecilia Bartoli as Bellini's tormented priestess? Well, her new recording's gone back to basics, trying to reconnect us to the sounds and voices that Bellini himself might have expected. And you can hear for yourself how well they've succeeded in Summer CD Review this week. Plus, highlights from the career of a great British mezzo, Dame Janet Baker, and an 80th birthday box of some of her great recordings. And I'll be comparing two new accounts of Rossini's Petite Messe Solennelle that couldn't be more different if they tried. I'm Andrew McGregor. I hope you'll join me for Summer CD Review Saturday mornings from 9 here on BBC Radio 3.
Well, next tonight, it's World on 3 with Lopakatari, and that's at 11.30. That's just under 20 minutes from now. Well, after Stockhausen, who else do you think would write the days of the week into music? Well, I should say before Stockhausen, because the composer I'm talking about is Telemann. Inspired by a week at the German spa resort of Bad Pyrmont, he produced a series of short suites, seven of them, obviously, one for each day of the rest cure. And this is what Tuesday sounds like.
Thank you.
Music by Telemann, one of a series of short suites inspired, and I kid you not, by a week spent at the German spa resort of Bad Pyrmont. Well, that was Tuesday. Let's see how he's getting on now by Saturday.
Thank you.
Well, a man sounding healthier by the minute, I think. That was Saturday from his Pyrmont Cure Week, played by Albrecht and Heinrich Rau, violin and viola respectively, Clemens Malich, cello, and Wolfgang Hochstein, harpsichord. And just for extra authenticity, that recording was made at one of the rescue centres that continue to operate in Bad Pyrmont.
Over the course of the prom season, from now until the 2nd of September, every Monday lunchtime, Radio 3 heads to London's Cadogan Hall for chamber music of all shapes and sizes. A stellar cast of musicians includes pianist Imogen Cooper, tenor Ian Bostridge, and trumpeter Tina Ting-Helset, along with the UK premiere of Sir Harrison Birtwistle's The Moth Requiem. Chamber music at the BBC Proms. Live Monday lunchtimes at 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 3, or catch up with the first concert featuring violinist Wilde Frang by going online to the Radio 3 website.